Yeah, I'm popping my shit like a Glock now, all 2020, and making them stop at the stop sign, all 2020, bitch. Shout out down to Miami Heat, you got me right. How they gonna get a BBQ, period.
Did she say did she say Glina?
Yeah, Glina, what? Like a stop signer.
What's a Glina?
I don't know, Todd, but I do know something. This is our 101st episode, and I want to tell you, Todd.
101 on the 101.
Yeah, I want to tell you, I want to tell you first and foremost, congratulations on your 100th episode. Was so good that we actually had to take a break after that episode because it was that good. The reaction was so hype that it was inescapable.
It was like an allergic reaction.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those, you had to like take a step back. You know?
You had to EpiPen yourself.
Tone it down.
Epic pens.
So welcome.
Hello.
To the world's
We're back.
Greatest action sports
Chris
podcast.
Chris went on vacation selfishly to New York.
Jerkishly.
Was it really hot there?
'Twas hot.
I heard about that.
It was a hot time summer in the city.
From the news.
The back of my neck was getting dirt and gritty. But I was with a cool cat looking for a kitty. Wait, I had it.
Speaking of cool cats, did you see the trailer for the new Cats movie?
Hotter than a match head.
It's the worst trailer I've ever seen in my life. It's more terrifying than It.
It is.
It's.
Is it?
It is.
Is it? Well, this is an action sports podcast, and
whatever.
We do nerd news, and we're back.
We've already discussed this.
We're unscripted.
We don't have to wait.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
We can intersprinkle the other subjects.
We can do any damn thing we want. This is our podcast. If you don't like it,
you can go back to where you came from.
If you don't like this podcast, you can go back to your other podcast to
yeah.
where that one came from or something.
Joe Rogan's butthole.
Yeah. What you said. This is the Monday Mass. This is July 22nd, 2019. And Todd.
We have some lovely sponsors.
We came in after a week off, and like you said, this podcast episode could go any direction because I have barely any
notes.
We're
supposed to be streaming. Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Guys and gals.
Oh, you have a big announcement.
We have a big announcement, and this is fairly monumental.
The
Monday Mass now has an official Instagram. Let's hear it for us. We have one follower so far.
Who is it?
Me.
I don't even follow it yet.
It's Monday. Wow. It's just Monday.mass.
Did you spell that?
Monday, the small period thing you use to end sentences, and Mass.
All right. Well, let's go live on at Monday.mass to really give the people something special.
I'm going to go live right now. Hold on.
Okay, you go live.
Wait, Nicole House just texted me.
Oh, well. Yeah. You're just dropping names straight from the jump of the show.
Sorry, bro. You should know what it's like to be me.
I don't.
All right. Oh, we have three followers now. Holy mother of Christ.
Good. Can you push that hole? See me right now? Yeah, I'm popping my shit like a Glina all 2020.
What is a Glina?
It's a Glina, Todd. Okay, you don't.
I don't know
if
what
you
a
don't
Glina
know,
is.
I can't even tell you.
Wait. Open camera. Hold on.
Open camera.
We're doing things.
Okay. I'm going.
Here we go. We're live. Checking connection. We are now live. But now I need to turn the camera around.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Is this happening?
This is our...
You want to put it over here?
I will. Calm down. Guess what?
No.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
We have to get in there. So this is the official Instagram. Are we going to do this all the time now? Like, we're going to...
Should we go horizontal, you think?
I don't think you can, because it's stories.
But it's live.
It doesn't matter.
Look. Don't want to see what happens?
Don't. Yeah, but now people have to turn their phones the other way.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay. We're live on Monday.mass on Instagram.
Welcome to our Instagram account. We just as soon as I said we have one follower, now we have three.
Oh,
it's like they're multiplying like a super bug.
We're going. I'm going to go live. I'm not going live. I'm going to tell people to go to Monday Mass.
Pull the bandwidth.
No, I'm going to tell people go to Monday Mass.
Okay.
You know
so anyway,
saying?
While you're doing that, I'm going to go through our sponsor list, okay?
Okay.
How's that? OGO is a great sponsor of ours. Whoa, that is a crazy photo. They are providing us with the bags that have changed our lives. So you know? If you want gear bags, I'm getting one of those big gear bags, by the way, from the folks at OGO. Very excited about that. What's that one called again?
The rig.
The rig. It's
so check it out, Todd. What? I just brought I dragged my rig all over the place through rain and storms.
We might have to turn this that way.
Okay. Sorry, if you're watching, you're going to have to go sideways so we can both. We don't want to be that close to each other because Todd's had 18 cups of Panikin coffee and tea, and his mouth smells like the anus of Columbia.
Wow.
No, you actually smell good, but I don't want to be that close to you.
Okay, I know.
Let me.
No.
You smell good, Todd.
Listen.
I would love for you to smell like Panikin.
We're talking about our sponsors.
OGO.
And you know, if you go to the OGO site and you want to buy something from their e-com site, when you're on your way to check out, you enter MASS20, you get 20% off straight away.
Any bag.
Any bag.
Backpack.
Whatever.
Hip sack. So the rig has been a hot topic because I went to Montreal for a skate event and a couple of the skateboarders had seen my post.
They were checking out your rig.
With the skateboard in the bag.
They were down with your rig.
And they were hyped on the rig, to be honest. And
was that the first
time excited
that
to share it?
Another male had commented on your rig?
No. I've had many commenters talking about my rig for many years.
Well.
Uh-oh.
That's cool. What did you do?
I just messed it up. Okay, now we're back.
Okay, go.
Yeah, so OGO, Active Skin Repair, of course, is a longtime supporter of the Monday Mass.
I had our second stingray of the summer.
No.
At our house.
There was a stingray at your house?
No, they were stung and came home. Cam, this is his number two for the summer.
So he's been hit twice.
Twice.
Wow. So did you squirt?
Active Skin Repair right on the wound?
Yeah. Yeah. That's stingrays are
that in hot water, get that bacteria out of there.
I like the look of stingrays gliding through the water, but that's it. Anything else regarding stingrays, I'm not down with. I watched three people get driven by on the beach this weekend with stingray wax.
Yep, it's not cool.
It's not a good feeling. But thankfully, we have Active Skin Repair.
If you want a deal on Active Skin Repair,
enter.
On the way out, you just enter MASS where it says enter code.
Yep.
How much you get off for that one?
I believe 25% off.
25%?
Between 50 and 25. I mean, 15 and 25.
Okay, all right.
But it's a great deal. And Active Skin Repair really works.
It does work. And then also, we have NanoCraft CBD, the best CBD you could possibly come up on.
Yeah.
You know what?
I haven't got into it this
morning. I have a testimonial. Someone said something to me the other day. My man, Eric Warner over there at Chemistry said, look, I went from your podcast, I went and bought some, and it is the best sleep agent that he's had.
Direct sale.
Yep.
From us.
See?
Wow.
And if you enter
really
Max 15, you get 15% off. Also, Wave Soda. Show them your soda.
I got some right here. Wave Soda. I'm drinking the blackberry variety.
It blows that other French-sounding flavored water company out of the water.
Politely caffeinated. No sweeteners, 25 calories, which for me, I'm always thinking about my cals. There's
are
no
count,
sugar. There's no
count,
preservative.
Are you counting calories?
I actually don't know what a calorie is, to be 100% honest. But I just know 25 doesn't sound like a lot.
Right.
And I look at this, and it's just juice, soda water, and it's really good. And I don't need artificial flavors and or colors. So I'm thankful, and I like
those,
the taste.
I get those in other places.
I get I've been eating all weekend.
What?
Was Otter Pops.
Otter Pops?
Yeah, I had about 15 Otter Pops. It's like $2 for 1,000 of them.
It's
and they're still
water.
Great. Yeah.
It's sugar water.
A lot of artificial colors and flavors.
Sugar water.
But I think I'm going to try to make my own Otter Pops with New Wave Soda.
New Wave Soda. Okay, who else we have?
You said OGO, Active Skin Repair, NanoCraft, Wave Soda, of course, Panikin Coffee and Tea.
If it wasn't for them, this town would fall apart.
And this would be the most boring podcast.
Boring as hell.
Yeah. Thankfully, Panikin Coffee and Tea powers us and powers Encinitas. And it powers San Diego. It powers the San Diego Airport. Mm-hmm. There's two locations of Panikin in San Diego Airport. But we, you know, obviously we're partial to the Encinitas, the OG. They've been doing it since the 60s.
The logo.
And We want to thank Panikin because they gave a bunch of Monday Mass fans, local Monday Mass fans, free coffee.
That was pretty cool.
And yeah, I think my friend Tony Hawk actually got a free coffee that day.
Really?
Maybe.
Good job.
I would assume.
Great job, Tony.
The Folklore Project.
I love how you just throw around that my friend Tony Hawk, and you didn't think that I was going to see.
I have.
See feel that vibe you threw out.
I got. I originally got Tony Hawk a gift, and then I switched it because I remembered that somebody would appreciate it more. His name is Tony, a.k.a. Panikin Tony. And there's his card, Bony Tony.
Where did you get these?
I got you a card, too.
I have totaled Todd.
I got you a card.
Where'd you get him?
Can I see it?
Yeah.
I love you, bro.
Where did you get these?
I got that at a comic book store in Brooklyn.
Are they expensive? Garbage Pail Kids? How's the resale value on these?
50 cents. Yeah, so, but they're mint. Oh, I got one for Nora Vasconcelos, who was a guest on our 100th episode. There's Nora.
What's hers say?
It's Gnawing Nora, and Nora brought this to my attention today. She's in purple. So it's really true to the Nora Vasconcelos we know and love, wearing purple. I don't know if Nora bites her nails or not, but who else did I get? I got John John, and it's actually, the name is actually John John. And it's a baby in a toilet taking a bath, which, yeah.
You don't toilet.
I'm gonna send that to him.
Don't make toilet babies.
I got this, Todd. This is this is from the series.
What's
called
that?
V.
V?
Yeah, that was kind of random. I got a pack of trading cards from V.
Should we open that?
Yeah.
When?
Maybe after the show.
Nerd news.
In nerd news. Okay, yeah, because that is,
dude,
deep in
I love
nerdness.
V.
And I got a rat pack, which we can open in Nerd News as well.
Rat pack? I mean,
rat
movie?
Pack.
Oh, rat
pack. The Folklore Project. I've been writing the new Big Dune Curb Crusher 3. Sickest shape. It's a great skateboard. And I want to thank Chris Pastors for giving me that board. He brought it all the way to Montreal. And he gripped it and everything. There was a couple bubbles in the grip, which freaked me out. And he apologized. But I said, dude, you gripped this for me. You brought it from LA to Montreal. Special.
Wow.
Brought me a skateboard. Okay. Can I try it? And I tried it, and it's great. Thank you to the Folklore Project. And last but very not leastly,
You Online.
YouOnline.com.
YUW.
Taylor Knox is on Cantori and You, which is another epic, wonderful podcast on the You Online podcast network. So listen to Taylor Knox with Chris Cantori. Do you listen to 100.7 here in San Diego in the morning? The Cantori show?
No.
Cantori and Merrill? It's really good. It's a really good radio show. I mean, classic morning radio, but modernized, and it keeps you listening. You can listen to it on an app. Look for KFM BFM 100.7 on your phone, radio app, whatever. Cantori, he's the man.
All right, let's get into this.
Okay, so Todd, the reason why we skipped a week was not just because we were resting on our laurels of a glorious 100th episode.
Were on romance vacation.
No.
Yes.
I was working.
You weren't.
I went to Montreal, Canada for the third stop of the Vans Park series.
How did that go?
I saw it. Insane.
Saw it.
First of all, Montreal in the summer is so wonderful. It was warm. But I mean, the whole city is skatable. I went to 4 skate parks. I skated the Big O, finally, for the first time in my life.
How was skating the Big O?
The Big O was one of the more fun, challenging, quirky, awesome skate spots I've ever been to.
That's so rad.
It was designed as a tunnel for athletes to run through during the Montreal
Olympics?
Yeah, during the Montreal Olympics. It just so happens that this structure that they built is a perfect half pipe that goes into a full pipe, kind of like an oval in a way?
What?
Yeah, it's like a squished circle.
Yeah, like an egg.
And it's got perfect tight transitions. It's really fun to skate.
If you were paying attention,
yes,
and when I say you, not you, but
everyone,
you out there,
yeah, Y-O-U,
you may have seen Jake Wooten absolutely annihilate the living daylights out of that.
What thing. He did a natural disaster, you call that trick? Like a 360 yeah. to disaster?
Yeah.
What did I see? Yeah, there was a... So
is that
after,
what they call that trick? A natural disaster?
Yeah, natural disaster. I think, well, if you grab... So he might have just done a
front
three
front
disaster.
Ollie, full front side 360 ollie yeah. and then came out of it.
Neil Hendricks called it a front side or a natural disaster. I've heard that term before, but I think that's when you grab. So, and either way, there was a best trick contest there during the Vans Park Series event, and fools just destroyed the place.
Is it hard to skate?
No, it's not hard to skate. It's hard to get tricks just because it's super steep.
Mm-hmm.
There's no deck. You know, it's just like a
I love
four
that.
Inch
like a
concrete
freestanding pour.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's that. So fun. It's one of this. It's like I said, it's one of the funnest spots I've ever skated. And I've always wanted to skate it. I got a couple tricks.
I saw.
Skated with the Border Boys. V Kakino was dominating
really?
This place, the Brazilian skater. But the Vans Park Series itself was kind of next level because this is one of the three parks that are being built and left as part of the Vans Park Series Legacy Skate Park project. Basically, a lot of events and, you know, past wherever, and this goes way back, they build a cement park.
And they jackhammer it.
And they jackhammer it and they take it out. So already the Vans Park Series has built parks in Sweden, Sao Paulo, Brazil. This year, three of the five stops... permanent legacy skate parks. Sao Paulo was one of them. Montreal, brand new park, crazy good skate park. Right by the Olympic Stadium.
Do they build them any differently that they're going to leave them there?
Because
aren't they just like wood, like kind of like wood framing?
Not if it's permanent. Okay. So the ones that are temporary are built out of wood. They build a whole wooden skate park and then they pour the cement over it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they take it
so
apart.
So this one's rebarred in the whole night.
This one's, this is going to last forever.
Sick.
And so,
I was curious
yeah, the park
that.
Itself was just incredible. And then the skaters, so this year we're kind of fluctuating in terms of who's showing up. And it's cool because we're seeing a lot of new faces. The women's side was just another insane contest.
Japanese demo.
No, actually, there was only one Japanese skater in the final, Mami Tezuka.
Oh, because China was going on simultaneously?
China was going on simultaneously, mm-hmm. So it was what you had, Lizzie Armato, Jordan Barrett,
Indiara.
And Indiara Asp. That was your top three, and so Indiara won again, ripping, and then, of course, on the men's side, you had the battle, Corey Juno versus Pedro Barros.
You know, we talked about this.
We did talk about this.
I kind of, you know... It's, yeah, Pedro goes really big, but it's, I think Corey technically is skating better.
I think visually, you know, style-wise, trick selection, I think...
Hard moves.
Hard moves. But it's undeniable when Pedro Barros adds
he goes
five
huge.
Tricks, but he did five more tricks than Corey. Because Corey is, I mean, he's going fast, but he's more cruisy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he does eight tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro did 15.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of Pedro's run was, to me, that's what made it an undeniable win.
I think
win.
I'm judging Pedro against Pedro.
Yeah. And
I'm kind of sick of the two fives.
The two fives, even though they're different grabs.
Yeah, in the indie and the melon. Like, it's okay. I mean, they're insane.
Yeah. Just watch the last. If you go to Thrasher magazine right now, you can see highlights of the Montreal event, and you'll just see that every event this year, the skating has got better and better.
All right then.
So that was an incredible event to be part of. And
who
then,
else was in the top three besides Corey and Pedro?
Tristan Rennie. Who, I mean,
shred machine.
So gnarly, Tristan Rennie, and he's just the best kid. He's super nice. The whole Park Series crew is so rad to be around just because you feel the energy and the stoke. So from there,
mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about me. So from Montreal. Oh, and in Montreal, I got to give these dudes a shout out because I was posting stuff, you know, I was doing surf breaks from Montreal And this company hit me up called KSF Montreal on Instagram. They're at KSF_Montreal. They're like, hey, you want to come surfing with us? And I go, hell yes. And so had a super fun day. When I rode a bike, probably 10 miles, you know, rented bike off the street, skated a crazy DIY park, Project 45, I want to say it's called. And then a park under a bridge. And then I went and surfed the river in Montreal. There's two incredible river waves. I think so. It's a huge river. And the surf spot is right behind Habitat 67.
What's that?
It's that, I hope I'm saying it right. It's basically that famous building that was built during the World's Fair in Montreal. It's like blocks, cubes on top of each other. It's one of the world's most famous buildings.
Sure.
And the surf spot's right behind there.
Is it? It didn't look like it was that surfable.
It was.
It's like not like,
the footage that I had was from kind of the smaller. There's two waves. The bigger wave was fully working, but it was kind of crumbly.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller wave, you had a little bit more room to go around.
Okay.
But the water was 71 degrees.
Wow.
And the crew there was super rad and welcoming, and I showed up and I was with like a guide, these guys mm-hmm. that do lessons there, and the guy's like, I'll teach you how to do the wave, I'll show you where to go. I'm like, it's dude, I got it, let me just borrow a board, it's cool, like we'll go surf together. First wave, I get down, there's kind of a lineup, right? Eight people in line waiting to surf, and you kind of like go to these little zones and paddle out. First wave, of course, I'm sitting in the lineup. People in the water looking at me like, oh my God, like, I'm not trying to claim, but they're going, you're Chris Cote from WSL. Like, we never get pro surfers here. This is going to be so rad. I'm like, whoa, no pressure. Hold on. And so I was feeling good. First wave, I got what they called flushed, which is just so gone. Demeaning.
Gonzo.
Tried to catch the wave, just blew right by me. Embarrassing. So that happened. And then I get pissed, get back in line. The guy I'm with is going, it's good, dude. And everyone in the lineup's like, don't worry. It happens to everybody.
Oh my God.
And so it's my turn again. You know, you got to wait like 10 minutes to get your turn. And there's all these kind of quirky, fun river wave rules. So second time, I'm like, I got it. This, you know, don't worry about it. Freaking.
Blew it again. Barn dog.
Twice in a row. And it's a mission, because if you miss the wave, you're in these gnarly rapids, and you got to paddle to the shore. It's a nightmare.
You're wearing a leash?
Oh, yeah. You got to wear a leash. Finally, I got it third wave, and then I had it, but it was really embarrassing.
So it was hard to put yourself in position.
Well, a river wave, when you see it from the shore, it looks super easy, but as you paddle out and you're kind of going backwards towards it, you turn around, you start paddling, the thing drops down like 2 feet
under
river level or whatever. It's kind of sketch. It's
yeah,
it's gnarly.
Well,
I'm gnarly. Okay. But I conconquered it. So thank you, KSF _Montreal. Then I went to New York.
Surf part.
Oh yeah. Surf news is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Sorry. That was a lot about me, Todd.
What else happened?
You want to hear more?
Well, because I know that because then you went to New York.
Yeah.
Right after the competition.
My sister moved to New York for work. My girlfriend, who's friends with my sister, went to New York for the weekend, so I came down and met up with them, and that was just a whole other whirlwind. Yeah.
But what about the skateboard stuff? Because you went and skated...
My first session ever at the Lower East Side Skate Park.
Yeah, how was Les?
It is...
It's fun, right?
Beyond.
How's the wall ride off of the fence?
Hard.
Yeah?
I got it. You know, I got a couple wall rides, but the park itself is so much bigger than it looks on video.
It's sick.
And it's under this the Williamsburg Bridge, or one of the big bridges. And it's like, it looks like a Batman skate park. It's mm-hmm. huge and so smooth and so fun. Of course, I went there early.
But there wasn't, didn't look like there's too many people there.
No, there was three people there.
Was it hot as balls?
It was hot as balls. As in batwing hot.
They said that it was like people were just not really going outside.
No. It was pretty sweltering the whole trip there. But yeah, skated Lower East Side Skate Park.
Mm-hmm.
went to Max Fish to pay respects to 30 years of Max Fish, which is kind of a legendary, iconic skater bar, which sounds so ridiculous to say, but it is. I saw a band there called The Jack Moves.
Uh-huh.
Do not sleep on The Jack Moves. Absolute rippers. Like,
ain't
incredible.
No telling when I'm down for a Jack Move.
Soul music. Hung out with Jay-Z Radical. My friend Colin.
Josh Zickert.
Josh Zickert. That's right. My friend Colin. Just the kind of the New York crew.
Yeah, the dudes.
And yeah, Max Fish skate night was, there was a pickle eating contest.
Oh, how many pickles can you?
I didn't engage because the crew there was just like,
they were crushing mad pickles. Or just like dills?
Like quarter sliced.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't just like,
but
swallowing.
I mean, it was a legit pickle eating contest.
Pickle swallow.
There was pickle juice flying everywhere.
Okay.
So that was cool. And then to wrap it up, I went to the Met. I saw a fashion exhibit called Camp, which was wonderful. I actually cried tears of joy in the rock and roll exhibit at the Met.
Are we talking about skate news still?
We're talking about just overall culture news.
Oh, this is Chris News.
Chris News. I'm getting to the end. The best thing that happened in New York, besides walking around with my lady, which is great. You should try it sometime.
Your lady
or, you know, in general. Any. Whoever wants to walk around New York with my lady, it's really fun. We went to an exhibit called Beyond the Streets in Brooklyn.
What was that all about?
It was, I want to say, 12,000 square feet. It's, you know, two full floors of a huge building. I'm talking like football fields of the greatest collection of street art you'll ever see in your life.
Neat.
Keith Haring, Futura, Shepherd Fairey, Beastie Boys memorabilia, Basquiat, Miss Pink. The list goes on and on. It was overwhelming. I mean, subway cars inside. It was crazy. So Adidas had put that on, and Cameron was there. It was all for the Harold Hunter Foundation as part of it. So if you're anywhere on the East Coast, anywhere drivable, flyable to Brooklyn, you've got to see this show. It's breathtaking. And if you buy a limited edition Keith Haring spray paint can, do not try to carry it on to the plane.
Did you do that?
I did.
They took it. Shite.
Luckily, it wasn't too expensive.
Pretty
but
cool.
I did go to the most expensive, one of the greatest meals of my life, Momofuku Co.
What's that?
It's a David Chang restaurant.
Was it good?
In New York. Yeah, it was good.
Was it like date night?
It was date night. And admittedly, I did not quite know what I was getting myself into.
You're just like, this place sounds great.
Well, I always watch, you know, we watch a lot of food shows. So David Chang is a favorite of ours.
Okay.
We've always wanted to go to Momofuku. And I didn't quite grasp the excellence, the level, the high-endedness of this restaurant. Two Michelin stars.
What are we talking here?
Tasting menu.
What are we talking? Come on, cut to the chase here.
And all things said and done.
Was that your paycheck from the Montreal Vans Park?
Basically, halfway through the meal,
oh my God.
I kind of started to realize when they brought out the medium boiled eggs with laced in caviar, I was thinking,
did
this
you order
going,
that?
No.
Then why does it show up?
Because it was a tasting menu.
Oh my God.
16 dishes.
Anything that has foie gras.
There was caviar, foie gras.
If it has foie gras on there, get out.
There was no, we were four dishes into a 16 dish tasting menu.
See, that's why I always go with the kids' hot dog.
I know. But it was worth it.
Mike was like, do you have chicken fingers?
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, we do.
So if you want to.
You're a horrible foodie.
I'm the worst. And things were coming. And, you know, like I know what good food is, obviously. Yeah, I have an elevated palate.
Oh.
I'll say.
Is that word?
But now, I thought I was going to eat some noodles. And ended up having one of the meals of my life, which it was great. But
and
yeah,
just,
it was.
Like, it just tapped you.
No, it was pricey.
Yeah.
It was
right. Well,
it was good.
Word to the wise. New York City is not cheap.
And it's
Ladies
not
and gentlemen.
Cool. It's not cold right now. They're experiencing record temperatures.
Steamy. There was it was really funny because near my mom's house in outside of Boston in Braintree, Mass, the police put this thing up on Twitter on Sunday. I think it was Saturday or Sunday that was like, hey, criminals, it's like hot as balls outside right now. So if you guys are going to commit some crimes, can you just wait until the heat breaks and maybe do it on Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, right.
I'm totally serious.
This just in.
What?
I got a photo of Brock Crouch. His mouth. As you were telling me that story about a heat wave, Brock Crouch, which we'll get to in Snow News.
Sick.
So the police just politely asked criminals.
Yeah, it was kind of a joke. It was kind of a like a jokey thing, but like it was pretty funny.
What's up with the sharks there? Maybe they could ask the sharks to chill.
Dude, let's just wait till surf news.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Okay, I feel like we're all over the fucking map.
Right? I feel like that was a really long intro. It was pertinent, right? It was pertinent information.
But wait, that was skate news.
Was it?
Yeah, because we're talking about that was the intro.
That could have been skate news.
That was skate news.
I'm pretty sure that was skate news. So with that, the other hit of skate news that I wanted to mention
is this is gonna be funny.
Street Tony, aka Park Tony, aka Barracks Tony, as in Tony Hawk, our friend.
Right.
I'm probably a little bit better friends with him than you.
Yes, debatable.
7/27, Todd, the date. Put it on your calendar. Tony Hawk is dropping a street part.
It's going to be pretty good.
I wonder if it's going to be a bangin' or a battle commander. Do they still do those?
I don't know, but the fact of the matter is that Tony is over 50 and he's going to be doing handrails. So that's, I mean, there's not a lot of human beings on the planet over 50 throwing themselves down handrails. There are some.
There's
not many, though.
Few. That's going to be fun to watch. 7/27, as in July 27th.
It's not very long from now. Today's, what, 21st?
4th? I saw an update talking about 50-plus skateboarders that can do handrails. Steve Caballero is recovering well.
I just saw him.
Broken femur.
Literally just saw him.
Where?
Panikin. Coffee and
tea. Of course
tea.
He did.
Just saw him.
Was he in a cast? What did he look like?
He was sitting down. He has some freshly blonded hair.
Okay.
He kind of has Gling, that.
Is it, we're talking about like animal chin style.
Yeah, he's
kind
of got animal chin hair again.
That's cool. So we've been following the cab story.
Get
well.
Better, cabbie. You're the best.
Well, drinking Panikin coffee and tea is going to help.
Right.
Definitely.
If you ever want to see besides the fact that Panikin's got good coffee and good food, if you ever just want to see like the Bones Brigade,
right?
Kind of like just go there at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Totally just blew their spot out.
McGill, freaking Staub, I mean, literally
cab.
Running a cab. Who else is usually there?
I mean, Tony's in and out.
Tony's in and out. But, like, if you had told 15-year-old me that I could go to a coffee shop
and see the Bones
see
Brigade
the Bones
every
Brigade,
day.
And then maybe bump into Grant Britton in line. Maybe bump into Chris Miller in line.
Panikin Coffee and Tea is where I met Jake Phelps. First and only time.
Oh, that when I was with you that day?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's the spot. And that was skate news.
Anyway,
brought to you by the Folklore Project and Quincy Woodwrights, who builds the boards of the Folklore Project.
Was there any news in there?
I feel like it was just
moving on.
Chris news.
Moving on.
I did stuff. Snow news.
Snow news.
Brought to you by NanoCraft CBD. Did you get a chance, Todd, to watch the NanoCraft CBD snowboarding video?
I did. I was pretty stoked on it.
Why?
Well, it's like you don't see a lot of like these kind of like. I don't know.
It's more like a tour video, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a traveling circus video, and you don't get to see Tim Humphries all that much anymore.
Right.
You see a lot of Tim Humphries, but it's usually behind a GoPro.
Okay,
like, he's always has some crazy POV stuff from GoPro. That's where we've seen Tim. I'm a big fan of Tim Humphries.
Okay,
you
got
Lego.
Davis.
Anytime that I can get some Lego in there.
Okay.
Yep.
Kyle Mack, Nick Geisen, and more.
It was cool.
The team went on a West Coast tour. And it will be on Outside TV on August 2nd, which is the same day as the USA CBD Expo. CBDs are huge. Thank you to NanoCraft CBD. Luckily, they found us. We found each other. We have the best sponsor.
It is the only reason that I sleep through the night.
Right. And do you have nightmares from all the scary movies you watch?
No.
Does it help with those?
No, it just, I have like adult nightmares. Where
night
terrors. Where I have night terrors at like,
like
2 a.m.
Bills.
I wake up and I'm like, oh my God.
Did I pay the insurance
Did I pay
bill?
This? Yeah, yeah, like that's what I have.
NanoCraft CBD, nighttime, helps with adult
terrors.
Anxiety night terrors.
It does. It's straight up does.
I agree.
Okay?
100%.
In other snow news, we had the rat race that happened.
Oh.
The rat race happened.
We drink water?
We drink water.
Okay.
Yep. That went down. Those guys once again pulled off a all-hand-built bank slalom course up there.
Baker?
No. Mount Hood.
Mount Hood.
Mount Hood.
Okay.
Brian Fox, Austin Smith, and just a whole bunch of other people that lent their talents to do it.
Oh, so that's the event you were saying where if you don't dig, you don't ride.
Right.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you know who won?
God, I can't remember.
Somebody won.
Jake Blavo? No. Did he? I think he got top three. I don't know. All we really need to know is that Brian Fox was beat by Curtis Cizik.
Oh, that's the big snow beef.
That is always the beef.
Well, we want to say congratulations. You're almost there to our friend Brock Crouch.
What do you mean he's almost there?
He just sent a photo of himself. He's got one more dental appointment.
But he's like, as far as riding goes?
I'm not talking. Oh, yeah, he's riding great. Like, I'm talking about his teeth.
Oh, yeah, his grill's fucked up.
This is dedicated to Brock Crouch's teeth.
That's right.
So, if you didn't know, Brock Crouch was involved in a horrendous avalanche wreck. Almost killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it, you know, really a near death. We saw him pretty soon after his crash.
He got hit by a bus.
Basically, yeah. A snow bus.
And he's come back and he's ripping on a snowboard. I just saw a bunch of footage from him from Nicaragua and skating.
Yeah.
Like, he's back 100%. Brock.
Triple threat.
We love you.
The only thing he was lacking was his teeth. And now that those are close to fixed,
he can eat solids again, which is a great thing.
So welcome back to solid foods.
You know what else? This reminds me of something. The other when you were on your fantasy trip,
yeah,
I went to help out with some stuff with Woodward. I'm doing some things with Woodward.
Nice.
And we went to like this conference, and Jeremy Jones, Jib Jeremy Jones.
Whoa,
not Big Mountain Jeremy Jones.
Yeah, avalanche thing, like
urban. So Jeremy Jones does this thing. He does like basically a talk story thing that's like, it's called What Doesn't Kill You Doesn't Kill You, I think it is. And it talks about when he was in an avalanche, and it broke both of his legs below the knee severely.
Whoa.
And he's still coming back from it. His legs are still screwed up. But he does this motivational speech where it talks about teamwork and relying on people to do their jobs and how it all kind of, you know, not only is it within the snowboard world, but it applies to like
life,
and life. And it was really cool. So hats off to Jer for sharing that story. And it's emotional, dude. It's like, it's, you know, it's basically Jeremy loves what he does. And he grew up skating and then started snowboarding. And like, that's his life. Like, and to not be able to do it and have that taken away from him. And, you know, he's getting back into it. He can snow skate now, but he can't strap into a snowboard.
I was
going
to say, because if, you know, to me, when you snowboard, a lot of the pressure and a lot of what you, you know, how you turn is between your knee and your ankle.
He can't handle it. He can't handle the straps over his feet. So he snow skated last year, like an incredibly high level. And this year he's looking to get back on a snowboard. But anyways, Jer's, if you have a chance to listen to Jer talk about his experience, it will move you. There were not a lot of dry eyes in the room when it was over. I mean, it's like...
That's powerful.
It is very powerful. And it basically, it if nothing else, it do not take for granted...
Health. Yeah.
The fact that you can run and jump onto a skateboard or do whatever, walk downstairs.
Yeah.
And not have to, like, hobble.
Right.
Seriously.
No, I mean, trust me, when I was... This is kind of random, but being in so many airports in the last week and a half... And like running between gates and stuff, and I actually, this dude, a blind guy was the airports were just crazy on the East Coast because of the weather and all that. And this blind kid was in line in front of me, and he asked where the bathroom was, and the person behind the counter was like, "Oh, it's just around the corner." I don't know if they realized what was up, but you know, I took the kid. I go, "I'll help you," and I took him into the bathroom and stuff. But after that, just quickly, I was going, God, I can't even, you know, it's a nightmare enough.
Right.
Dealing with delays and all that bullshit. But I mean, the little things in life we take for granted.
Speaking of, there's that blind skater is about to drop that part.
Oh, yeah.
He?
No, it It came out, yeah, on Thrasher. But
there's something else happening.
I think, I mean, the kid is just ripping.
But there's some other thing I just heard about the other day, or maybe someone was confused. But I feel like there's another, there's more to come of that.
Another drop?
He teaches skateboarding, too, as well, even though he's sight impaired.
Of course.
It's pretty rad.
It's awesome.
Anyway, so that was snow news. I'm sure there's other shit going on. I mean, there's the Southern Hemisphere. People are down there riding right now.
Below, that's underneath.
That's called Australia and New Zealand.
Underneath California.
Chile and Argentina. And I know that Perisher.
South of Encinitas.
Yeah, that's like south of San Diego a little bit. Whoa. So they're riding there, and it's been snowing. So
that's news.
Good on you.
Good on you, mate.
Mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That will conclude our snow news.
Thank you. That was snow news. It's 5,000 degrees outside. So that brings us to surf news.
Could use a little bit of that global cooling.
Yeah.
Whatever. Good.
Surf news brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards, Todd.
Chemistry Surfboards. I just went in there and did some more art.
Nice.
Not for somebody else, but for me.
Now, these museum-worthy pieces, should I contact my friends at Beyond the Streets and tell them they need to save space for one more artist?
Well, compared to what I've seen, I kind of think my shit's fine art.
Your stuff is, huh?
It's pretty fine arty.
You're like the Gauguin of surfboard art.
I'm like the Picasso of art.
Yeah, and if you want a board painted by Todd, that offer is still on the table.
Just ask Chemistry and they'll...
That offer's still floating in the air. Nobody's yet to grab it, but
no one can grasp it.
Someday, Todd, somebody's gonna reach out and say, "I'm in. I got a board on order. I want you to paint on it."
Okay. And I'll someday. Be like, "Okay."
Yeah, and everybody
so
be happy.
So lots of fun stuff went down this weekend in surf. Seems like.
Yeah, we can kind of work backwards a little bit because this just wrapped up last night. The Rip Curl Cup Padang Padang, a specialty event, one day. Tube riding extravaganza
went off.
Padang Padang, as it's said in Beyond Blazing Boards, a spot so good they had to name it twice, and it looked like that. It was doubly as good. And Benji Brand, who is one of the world's best tube riders, won that contest.
I heard the clay. I actually saw the wave.
The clayback. Describe a clayback to people that don't know what
clay
that is.
Clay goes into a wave. It was a
frontside barrel.
Is frontside barrel for him?
Frontside barrel. Sure? Yeah, he's goofy foot.
Okay, yeah. So he goes into a barrel and basically just lays down over his tail pad.
Right.
He's laying behind his board in the wave.
Elusive frontside layback.
Frontside layback. But not just a layback. Like he has somehow stretched his legs out so they're in the right spot on his board, but he is in the water behind his surfboard.
Yeah. First of all, it's great to see Clay Marzo back in action, even, you know, in a jersey and surfing a left barrel like that. But also in watching that and then kind of going back a little bit and watching more of his clips on his Instagram, I'm realizing Clay Marzo is part gecko. I think he has gecko toes, which not a lot of people have been talking about.
Maybe he uses foo wax.
His big toes have suction cups on them.
Oh.
He's part gecko. I don't know if that's true. So that was insane. You probably saw some of it on Instagram. And then a while back, seems like now, after just the news cycle just being hammered with Corona Open J Bay, big things happened there. We're at the midway point of the championship tour, which, of course, historically speaking, is Medina time. Gabriel Medina gets the win at the Corona Open J Bay. And I got to say, I know I've harshed the mellow of Medina's style, but he is so gnarly. The backside turns he's doing on overhead waves, J Bay. No one's doing that.
When you're looking at him in mid move, it is a thing of beauty. When he bottom turns and his legs are spread like stink bug from beyond.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
But
I would like to see him smashing the lip over
the
and place, over again.
The placement of his turns.
Yeah.
It was, I mean,
yeah.
Again, no one's doing that.
Yeah.
And he just...
I'm just being a style critique.
Yeah. Well, I've said it once. I've said it probably 40-something times.
He's got
a utilitarian style, and it works. He doesn't fall, and he wins, and he's probably going to win the world title because this is his part of the year. He always kind of low ranked in the beginning of the year, and then mid season comes and he just destroys.
Who do you think? Well, Kolohe.
Oh, we gotta say we both got called out by last week's guest, Albie Layer, because he called the winners, Carissa Moore and Gabriel Medina. Congratulations, Albie.
Great job.
You picked two world champions as your winner. Todd and I were trying to go out on a limb and make some tough picks and some hard decisions, and you went safe, and now you're rubbing it in. He's really rubbing our faces in it. He's got the back of our necks in his hand, and he's rubbing our faces in it.
Thanks, Albs. But there was, but more. I'd like to say that Carissa Moore, I could watch her surf.
Oh, yeah.
All damn day long.
Yes.
She has perfect technique.
Yeah.
And her style is incredible.
Yeah.
And she's the happiest, 100%. Happiest human ever.
Yeah. Whatever you just said, put that on a thing, like on a stone. I did think Steph was going to win.
After watching her in that twin fin heat with Mikey Febb.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite heats.
Mikey Febb, he's another guy. I could watch him surf every day, all day.
Now, do you think he surfs better on a twin fin than a tri fin?
I think it helps. It accentuates his lankiness and his style.
A lot of the comments on Mikey February's Insta or whatever the videos were posted were saying, stay on the twin fin because that is beautiful surfing. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I mean, I'll watch him on any board, but him on his own self-shaped twin fin.
Pretty dope.
Thing of beauty. Kolohe Andino is our Jeep ratings leader. He just eclipsed John Florence, who right now is seemingly quickly recovering.
How
he's doing like electrode stuff,
shock therapy.
It's what's pretty cool is John has been pretty reserved, let's say, on social media. Kind of shows snippets of his life, mostly just surfing, which is great. But now he's really let the world in via his personal Instagram to the process. And we need John back. Do you feel like if
it's missing the tour is missing?
Yeah. Do you think it's fair to say that there will be even just a slight asterisk on the title for 2019 because John's not there?
I think that any time that you don't get to compete against the best,
right,
the best of the best, and they should be there. There's always going to be that in the back.
It's
of
just
that
mind. little.
It's just life. Life comes out and it bites you in the ass.
Sometimes, it's cool to see what John's doing to get an athlete at that level with access to anything, and he's kind of doing all kinds of stuff. So get well soon, John. He's a big fan of the show, so he's probably listening right now. That's one thing he's doing to help with his recovery.
Some of the best crystal work you could probably do.
He's rubbing crystals on himself. Mm-hmm. While doing other scientific methods.
Right. Are you going to storm Area 51?
No.
You're not down?
I've been there. It's boring.
You have been?
Yeah. Oh. It's boring.
Okay.
Do
you think our neighbor is going to storm Area 51?
Probably. What any other surf news? U.S. Open starts next week.
Oh, shit. When do you have to go there?
Sunday. Oh, my God. Next week, we'd have no show.
For real?
You want to come up to Huntington and do the show?
I would.
Yeah, you do.
I would. Will we have time to do it up there?
Dude.
If I can go to Huntington and I know that there's a finite amount of time I can be there and then I can leave.
Maybe.
I'll do it.
We could maybe do it from the beach.
We could get guests.
That would be tight.
Can we do it from the booth?
Maybe.
During the event.
We can do whatever we want. This is the damn Monday Mass.
We can get Tappel on there.
I think we could do something cool.
Okay. All right.
I'm going up Sunday, I believe. I don't know. But
we're
going to do a show. We're going to do a show.
All the hot shots will be there.
Even if we just walk around with the phone. I have a mic.
I think that we should go.
Yeah.
Do it. Do you remember the year
I'm going for sure. I'm inviting you up.
Do you remember the year that I went and I taped a microphone to a plastic shark.
Yes.
And I was doing the interviews. You had to talk into a plastic shark.
That was awesome.com.
It was awesome.
Yeah. You were great back then.
Thank you.
What happened to that, Todd?
I lost my funding.
I missed that, Todd. I like the new Todd, too.
It's cool.
New Todd's cool.
A little more subdued.
He's great. Yeah, so that starts on, well, Saturday, Sunday of this week is kind of the prelims.
So
and
you've
then
got the surf portion of it, and then you transition into the Vans.
There's no Vans Park series.
But what is it?
But there is an invitational skate and BMX event, but within that event, there's an industry skate contest, and we've been invited to skate in it. So
you and
Sunday.
I have been?
Yes.
Wait, why didn't I hear about that?
I just remembered.
So hold on a second.
It's on Sunday,
Let's weigh this out.
Thing.
Here. When you say industry, what are we talking about?
Anybody in the skate industry. Well, you could be a.
Is it pros or is it like desk jockeys?
It'll be people like Ira, aka Curb Killer. It'll be people like.
Me, you, Pastris, freaking, you know.
No, like real, like guys that you know, Pastors is a real guy, but I'm talking about Vern Laird. And then you get to, you know,
Don Brown.
People like
Don Brown,
team managers
be doing
freestyle.
On the deck.
There are some probably younger industry
like Burnett,
rippers.
Like that kind of thing.
Those are all kind of guys our age.
It kind of sounds really fun.
It would be super fun. I hope it works out because
you know that there's going to be some dude there who like will take it way too friggin' seriously.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, again, think about the skate industry. Half the dudes working in a lot of
everyone rips.
You know,
everybody rips.
Yeah, everybody rips.
It should be really fun.
Yeah. So you can check out theborder.com. No E.
Okay.
So
when
is
that?
It's on one of the Sundays. I don't know if the first
it's
or last
the following
Sunday.
Sunday, I bet.
Which could not be good because I will most likely be commentating one of the finals, but I don't know.
Huh.
We'll see what happens.
Interesting.
But I think we both have to skate or at least attempt to skate in the industry division. We're industry, right?
What else?
Yeah. So that's happening.
Cool.
Did I mention Albie Lair was bragging about picking?
Yeah.
He,
you know what?
We're never having him on this show.
I'll be shredding.
He's shredding again. He's invited back anytime. So yeah, surf news. I have two new boards to talk about. I got one right here.
What is it?
Grab this one.
Paizel?
This is the Paizel Happy Twin. Just picked it up as a little demo model. It's a modified, modernized twin fin with a little cheeky wing.
Why didn't you put any wax on it?
Because these kids threw sand on it, and so it took that part off.
It's just a twin. It's not a 2+.
It's a 2+1.
Oh, it is.
But you can ride it as a tri-fin. It's nice, flat, thick, super fun board to ride.
And my first girlfriend in high school.
Yeah, nice, flat, and thick. And then I also got a Dan Mann. That's
Hold
not
on.
It.
Hold on.
No, that's the old one. Oh. The Dan Mann board that Slater's been raving about. It's a Slater surfboards from the homie Chris Groh, a.k.a. Shred Show, which I haven't ridden yet. But due to the atrocious looking waves, I think this board's going to be the jam.
This just in, surf news.
What?
Did you hear yesterday, as I ding the shit out of your brand new board, that
your butthole and your
in between
that's called a taint.
No, everyone has to go to Japan and surf in Chiba, kind of in between the Kelly Slater, well, the inland surf event.
Yes, this is interesting.
What's the other event that they're in between? Is it Chopu? No, is it? When's Chopu?
Yeah, the Freshwater Pro.
Yeah,
which is
September
at the WSL Surf Ranch
in September.
Yeah,
and then is Chopu before that or after that?
I want to say that is.
Am I saying that right?
Chopu.
Tia poo poo. How come this board's gonna? No, there we go. Anyway,
did you just break it?
Nope. I heard about this, and it's kind of a big deal where you've got to make a decision whether or not you want to play the Olympic game and go through the Olympic rings to potentially make it onto the team, because if you do not compete at this event in Chiba, the ISA World Surf Games, you are not eligible to be on the Olympic team.
I want to say this is regarding the Pan Am
Games or something.
Okay. Let me go to...
Pan Anderson Games. But it's for real. I read this
on
two different sources.
But the facts are cloudy, right?
Well, we'll have those facts.
We'll have those facts when we're just gonna say right now
who could we call to get facts?
just the facts, man.
Do you have any surf bros we could call? Not now. I mean,
not now.
Not now, not ever. This podcast is gone far too long at this point.
We'll get to the bottom of that. But I believe it's
we should interview someone on the tour.
At the Vans US Open of Surfing.
Or, yeah.
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 Or someone at the ISA.
Or whatever. We could call Fernando.
Yeah. I got his, I got his landline. I got his home phone number.
So that's some crazy news.
That's pretty wild.
Olympic implications that are maybe a little bit, it kind of shows you the stakes of it.
Well, now Slater's saying, Kelly Slater, Kelly Slater is a focal point of this whole conversation because he's saying now, I don't know what I think about the Olympics now. What?
Because he doesn't want to go to Chiba?
Because he mentioned, this was in a Beach Grid article, which I did not read. I just saw it.
Wait, is it in Chiba? No, it's further south than Chiba.
The ISA World Games?
Yeah. Are you going?
I'm going.
You did it last
year,
too,
in September, yeah? Yeah, I'll be there.
So that, whenever... Huh, interesting. Okay, there's...
We need to get our facts straight before we start talking stats. I'm saying that Slater is kind of on again, off again the fence about the Olympics now.
Would you say he's straddling the fence?
I would say he's one leg over, yeah, so straddling. Riding like a horse, but the fences are not meant to be sat on like that.
You do not ride a fence.
No, no, not this fence.
So that was surf news.
So, well, you're right. That was.
This has been a lot of news.
It's real free flow.
There's 2 weeks of catch up.
This is a real and mayonnaise. This is a real free flowing. You know, free-flowing episode, which I like.
Look, I know.
I appreciate it.
I know the podcast people listen to. They're not all hard-hitting.
No.
This
is not the best episode of this podcast. It's pretty good.
It's good. I mean...
It's top 100.
I mean, at this point now, you're almost through traffic. You're almost home.
You're going...
You're looking for the big punchline, the exclamation point
on this episode.
It is called Nerd News. And guess who went to Comic-Con? All right, so this is Nerd News. This is the portion.
I wasn't invited.
No, but listen, this is the.
I was invited to Comic-Con, but then uninvited by you.
Right.
Another thing I wasn't invited to.
This is Nerd News, brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. We already talked about the
Olympics,
whole bunch.
Stab High.
What?
Comic-Con.
What are you talking about?
Three big things I wasn't invited to.
Well, whatever. But anyway, so I
you
went
were there.
To Comic-Con this week.
Okay.
I went.
Go.
And it was amazing. There was all kinds of cool stuff that I saw.
Like?
I put a whole bunch of it up on my Instagram. I will repost it onto the Monday.mass Instagram
Not
that we
at, just, It's at Monday.mass.
At Monday.mass.
Yeah, you said the.
Oh, yeah. There's no the. I was informed that there's too many these out there.
Right.
So if you do Monday.mass.
My favorite the is the Alex White.
Okay.
Second thing you loved about Comic-Con?
I didn't even tell you the first thing.
What's the first thing? Besides the fantasy element of it.
I saw there was this dude that made a... like, if you've seen It, have you seen the movie It?
Oh, God, I saw your picture. No, I saw it.
Did you refuse It?
No, I saw it.
Okay. It was funny because...
I was in it.
We watched It last night at home. My daughter, after seeing those costumes and me raving about how amazing they were... She wanted to see It, and I kept telling her, I'm like, it's like Stranger Things. It wasn't like Stranger Things to her. It was a little more intense than Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But at any point. Anyway. So there was three people are walking towards me as I'm walking through Comic-Con with my daughter, and I see just these red balloons. And I'm like, oh, my God, this dude looks good. This dude looked good. So as I'm taking photos of this dude, he's pulling the balloon down, and he must have seen me. And he starts pulling the balloon down, and oh my God, it was the best Pennywise costume I've ever seen. And not only did we get Pennywise, behind him is the freaking painting lady with the flute.
Right.
Unbelievable. And behind her is the little boy without a head at the Easter egg hunt at the factory. Where the factory blew up. Three people got together and did three incredible iterations of it. So that was awesome. That was my number one thing. Also, the trailer for It, the second chapter, dropped during Comic-Con.
It's apostrophe S.
It's around the corner. So that's cool. A lot of
on an unrelated note, one of my favorite Kenny Loggins songs is called "This Is It."
This is it.
Yep.
Wait, is that Kenny Loggins?
Yeah.
I thought that was Michael.
No. Mann. Michael McDonald. Kenny Loggins, bro.
Okay. Anyway.
So Comic-Con.
So that was amazing.
So I've never actually been inside. I think a lot of us have just been outside.
It's so rad, dude. But it's also like, if you don't like crowds, don't go.
It's gnarly, right? It's crowded. And you went on a Saturday, which was
I went
peak.
On Saturday. It was the last big day. So we had a lot of announcements. Marvel introduced their phase 4 of all of their movies. We're going to get another Blade movie. Did you ever see Blade? I was a big Wesley Snipes Blade fan.
I missed out a little bit on Blade.
Blade's good.
Blade is kind of the other Matrix. Right. It's a cult classic. Yes.
Blade is good.
Okay. Blade
it's
is
about
good.
A vampire hunter.
That could be a bumper sticker.
There's a new Thor. There was someone that dressed up as Fat Thor at the Comic-Con.
Chris Cantori is Fat Thor? No, Chris Cantori was a mashup of the dude and Thor.
Fat Thor?
Yeah.
So was that him that I took a picture of?
No.
Okay.
But he was on the radio dressed as the dude and Thor.
Okay.
Mashup. Go ahead.
At any rate. So new news came out. There's going to be another Thor movie.
Oh, Thor Ragnarok
Blood
was
and,
so good.
Blood and Thunder or something like that or some shit. But Natalie Portman's back and she will be playing...
The first ever female Thor.
Female Thor, yeah.
So my kids and I are still... And you're going to think this is just really lame. What? But we're still catching up.
Where are you
with
now?
The Marvel Universe.
Where are you?
We didn't get the chance to see Endgame in theaters. So we have to wait.
Have you seen Infinity War?
Yes, we've seen Infinity War.
Well, Endgame comes out like this month or next month.
On demand.
Demand.
Yeah.
Home.
So we are filling the gap. We watched Captain Marvel.
Sure.
It looked really low budget compared to
I kind of feel like Captain Marvel was... I mean, it's great.
Was it?
But it did set up for... You had to have a backstory on who the hell Captain Marvel was because she played an integral part in Endgame.
So I can expect a comeback, her to rise up production value-wise in Endgame.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just... My kids liked it. And I like Brie Larson. I think she's great.
Yep.
And it was fun. But...
I was... Well, at any rate, I was really hyped to...
To be at Comic-Con.
To be at Comic-Con.
Is it hard to hide your...
Stoked?
Comic erection. Comic book erection. Wait, what would you... Comic-Con erection?
Yep.
Yes, it is hard to hide it.
Fantasy rod.
Your fantasy boat.
There was cool stuff.
The capital of cool stuff.
We saw the cast of The Walking Dead was walking around.
That's cool.
That was pretty neat.
I did The Walking Dead.
There was a guy
escape a couple years ago.
Yeah, we did that. It wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be.
The one that I did was in Petco Park. It filled the whole place. It was
radical. So check this out. So we went up just this past week. We went to go visit Chad from Nixon, who lives in Little Doom, up in Malibu, which we got a chance to see the aftermath of the fires up there in Malibu, up towards past Pepperdine,
heading
over into Zuma. It's so much gnarlier than it's crazy. There's just heavy. It's really heavy. It's really heavy. But anyway, we were out in the water out there, and last year we saw the guy Rick Grimes from Walking Dead. The actor, whoever plays him, was out surfing at Little Doom.
Oh, no way.
And then we kept talking about, ooh, we're going to Comic-Con. And my daughter's like, I don't want to go surf. Guess who we run into as soon as we go in the water? Same dude.
No way.
My daughter's a huge Walking Dead fan. Huge. Massive.
What was her reaction when she saw Rick?
She didn't see him. We saw him again. And she was super bummed because she didn't.
Oh, she wasn't there.
She didn't want to go down to the water.
No.
And we saw him again.
Teach her not to surf.
I'll give you one guess. Guess who else I saw there?
Mike D.
Nope.
Anthony Kiedis.
Nope.
Laird Hamilton.
There you go.
Laird.
We saw Laird.
I was drinking some Laird coffee a minute ago.
Really?
I added it to my pannikin coffee and tea.
So at any rate, there was we saw some Laird.
You saw a little bit of Laird.
Anyway, so Comic-Con was awesome. A bunch of new movie previews, some cool series. The Watchmen is coming very soon.
Yes, can't wait.
Okay, and The Dark Crystal. We saw a little bit of The Dark Crystal stuff. That's about to drop on Netflix the end of August.
Tight.
Holy crap, dude.
Look good.
It is insane.
It's a Netflix series?
It's Netflix, okay. And it's exactly the way Jim Henson did it back in the early
80s.
It's going to be so sick.
That's fun.
Creepy as all get out.
I believe this Thursday, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood comes out, the new Quentin Tarantino movie. I'm definitely going to see that.
It looks good.
In not so nerdy, maybe crossing over into jock news, one of my favorite shows is called Hard Knocks on HBO.
What is it about?
It's about football. You probably wouldn't like it.
I don't like it already.
This year, they follow the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders preseason. So that'll be
fun. What happened with them?
I don't. It's a great show. That's a lot of stuff we just said. Did you get it? Did you get any of it?
Let's go. Let's see how many followers we have now.
Did you get any? We forgot to ask about questions.
We have 25 followers now on Monday.mass with one post.
We forgot to ask people to ask us questions.
We can do that next week. And if you're going to ask us questions at the Monday.mass. We're really going to try to drive a lot of traffic to Monday.mass.
Oh, the content on there is going to be so great.
I mean, so far we have one post of Chris's face. I'm going to put some
other
posts of Comic-Con on there. And, I mean, look, we have a chance to change the world with one podcast.
And we're going to show you what cards that I got in my wrap pack from, what year is this? 1992.
Look, that V.
Is that 1992 or 1982? Can you read that? 92 or 82?
82.
1982.
And then also with the V.
1984,
dude.
They warned me not to eat the gum from this.
Oh, can I film you eating the gum?
No, dude. They said they were very implicit in their. All
right.
So explain what V was.
V is not for Vendetta, it's for Visitors.
Yes. And a big series in the 80s. Explain what wrap is.
Wrap.
So I got the wrap pack and I got the V pack. We're going to open that on the Monday Mass Instagram account, which is at Monday Mass. And we'll show you Total Todd, his new Garbage Pail Kid. And we'll just that'll be where you see exclusive Mass stuff.
Yep. So we'll see you later.
Yeah. Thanks for listening if you made it this far.
Next week, there's going to be more cool stuff. So make sure you go to Monday.mass on Instagram and you will see it.
I'll see it.
All right. Goodbye.
I made you a sandwich.
Bye for now.